B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh my God.
Morning Court is in session. Joining us today is Amy. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. Thank you for submitting your case to our Morning Court here. We'll see if we can help you out today with your situation with your mom. In the email, you say she's dating again. Is that a good thing?
I'm nervous about it.
Okay. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so it's been about 2 years since my dad died, and my mom's over 70. And she's gone on 3 dates with this guy who she really likes. And the thing is, he's coming on strong.
Okay.
Okay.
How so?
So, well, first, there's a little background.
Okay.
My mom is pretty wealthy.
Ooh. Okay.
My dad and she worked a lot, and they saved a lot, and they made good investments. And she travels a lot and has timeshares and all of this stuff.
Okay.
So they met on Match. He lives in Hilton Head, and she has a timeshare there, so she met him, and they went on some dates, and my friends and I were down there during the week. We met him too. And so the first thing that was a red flag was he bought us all nice gifts, and there were 5 of us the first time we met.
Really?
And he also bought dinner. Yeah.
He bought
also dinner.
I mean, that's coming on pretty strong.
All 5.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
And he's also pressuring my mom to come down and stay with him, and he already bought her this really expensive bracelet.
Okay.
After 3 dates? Wow.
Yeah.
I see what your concern is.
Yeah,
because
it's like, really?
Is it too good to be true is the question, right?
Right. And I don't know. I mean, maybe I've watched too many Dateline.
Okay,
no,
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 no
one
listen,
can.
No.
No one can watch too many Datelines.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to go there because it doesn't end well. And
but,
it's usually the
no,
the
but.
Oh, boy. So have you checked this guy out at all and see what his
background
is?
Yeah, I mean, I did some, like, cursory checking and stuff, but nothing really comes up. But I don't know. There's just, like, a little voice in my head that says something's weird.
Well, I wonder if that voice is just the daughter. You know what I mean?
No, but sometimes it's the gut. Like, you know, you got to listen to your gut.
Coming on too. It's coming on very strong, though. I would say that. It's one thing to be a nice guy and
right, but then there's another to be like weirdly
dinner
nice
and
yeah.
bright gifts.
Yeah, for everybody and an expensive bracelet. That's
okay.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I should call him and like talk to him about my concerns, but I don't know because if I'm wrong,
you mean just call him and just say you know you're nervous.
Yeah, or like, but if I'm wrong, he might like cut and run, and my mom will be upset.
Oh,
so
she will.
I don't know what to do.
So has your mom, has she dated at all? Is this her first time dating back on the scene?
No, she dated this one other guy, but yeah, he just ended up not being who she thought he was.
So
all right.
She's once bitten.
That's
so,
it.
Yeah. Okay.
Twice shy, isn't that how it goes? Okay. Yeah. You don't know where to butt in or butt out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
What do I do? Butt in or butt out?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, we understand.
Like butting
nervous,
in. Butting in's my favorite. if I was going to choose.
You're going to butt in, huh, LBF?
Well, yeah, because then, you know, but in a way that's a little bit, I don't know, less confrontational, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I take all my butting in cues for dating from Lifetime.
So,
but is
I'm trying
way,
to make
like,
Amy feel better.
Could
but
she?
She's already brought up dating.
Hire somebody to take a look at.
Hire somebody.
You know, I mean,
well,
like a private investigator.
Maybe they'll just do like a quick background check. Like, it's
not
like you know you're
cheap.
Gonna. I know, but like just a quick one, not like a deep dive.
Well, but if you talk to your mom and just say, look, this is moving a little too fast, mom. And, you know, maybe that might be the way to go. Okay. But
yeah,
we'll see.
Maybe. I was afraid to upset her, but like.
True.
I don't know if that's the best option. I'm willing to do it.
Okay. So let's do this. Let's take some phone calls for Amy today. You can hear the concern in her voice for her mom. I mean, I get it. It's one thing to lose your dad and then to, you know, have someone try to, you know, you might you sweep in and sweep your mom away.
Right.
And like you said, mom's got some assets. She's wealthy, you know? So,
right.
Very concerning. Okay, 888-410-1057. Let's see if we can help Amy out. What do you suggest she do, if anything, is the question, okay? Amy, stay tuned. You're going to hear some good advice. Rest easy. I'm sure your mom, you know, she knows what she's doing, right?
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay. All right. Good. We'll see if we can help. Thank you, Amy.
Great. Thank you so much.
Reminds me of the old trust but verify line. Well, there he goes again. Ronald Reagan. Maybe not a deep dive, maybe a wade. Maybe she wades in.
Like, yeah, just have him do that, like, cursory background check. See if he's been arrested. See if he's got any warrants. See if he's got any maybe at the very bankruptcies.
What was she put in her email she didn't say on the call, and she forgot, was he's already said in a very passive way, I love you, to her mom.
A passive way?
She said it was in email. He said, kind of jokingly, I love you, after she made some kind of comment.
Like a joke. Ha, I love you.
Yeah, and he's like, ha, I love you.
You can't ban that about casually.
Right? No. All right, so what should Amy do? Should she butt in, butt out, mind your own business, mom's a grown-up, or should she be concerned about this this guy who's coming on really strong? 888-410-1057. Morning Court's open. Let's go. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Morning Court today with Amy, concerned daughter. Her mom is dating again after her father passed a couple of years ago. So mom met a guy who's coming on very strong, according to Amy. I mean, he just sounds like he just dove right in way too fast for Amy's comfort. She's got questions and concerns because she knows nothing about the guy. And wants to know if she should, you know, get involved somehow, ask questions, and, you know, take a harder look at the guy. Rick, what do you say to Amy?
Yeah, my experience with my father is I got a call saying, hey, I'm getting married.
Your father?
I didn't even know he was. Yeah, and I didn't even know he was dating at the time. He's 75, right? And that's the first I knew of him dating was, I'm getting married. His perspective is, life is too short. He didn't have time to date for a year and a half to find out if they're compatible or not. So my advice to this woman is, sure, talk to your mom, say you're concerned, but do not butt in really hard, because that's just going to cause bad feelings.
Wow, your dad's getting remarried, huh? So how long had he seen the soon-to-be wife?
3 weeks.
What?
Okay, that seems a little
3 weeks?
Old was she?
This is what I'm trying to say. People at that age feel they don't have time to waste.
Wow.
So if it's going good, they go with it.
3 weeks?
Yet they drive so slowly.
Yeah, right. That's good. Oh, yeah.
There is that.
Wow.
There is that.
Okay. Thank you. Congrats. You happy?
Yeah. I'm happy for him, sure.
Okay, if he's happy, you're happy.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Rick. Well, you'd have to worry about a wedding present.
Right, just quick, easy. All right.
Okay, good. ROR, good morning. What's your take on this?
What I want to say is, please have him checked out. I have a very good friend that almost got murdered because of someone like that. There are definitely signs that there's something going on. Please have him checked out. Thank you.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Wow.
ROR. See, we lost her, but that was an interesting call. Debbie, what do you have to say to Amy today about her mom?
I just want to say she has to be very careful, because my sister, who's in her 60s and didn't date a lot, was scammed by a guy who offered her money to help her out financially. Somehow she gave him her financial information, and he took everything.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's horrible.
Yeah. Thousands of dollars. So
it's more of a deep dive.
Good.
Really, it wouldn't hurt.
Trust no one.
Yeah, you need to do a deep dive. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah,
that's awful. That's really awful.
Yeah.
I hope they found
it.
The
only
guy.
Thing she has left is her house.
Right.
Oh, my God, that poor thing.
And it's irretrievable. It's just gone. He's gone, they're gone, and, you know, you're never going to see it again.
Wow.
All right, Deb, good advice. We'll pass it on. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye now. I've seen a million Datelines with that same scenario.
Like,
right?
Dear John.
Yep. Just take the money, and they're gone. And they're serial at it, too. It's not, you know, these guys who do that, they're expert. Okay, Paul, what advice do you have for Amy this morning?
I think LB hit the nail right on the head. Hire a private detective. If you find something out, then she can express her concerns to her mother and say, listen, I was concerned. This is why I did it.
Yeah.
If nothing comes up, you never have to mention it. No harm, no foul. The guy's a good guy. Move on.
I don't know what that would cost, but it might be money well spent.
Well,
you know?
Yeah. I mean, what's the cost if she doesn't?
They can find out more just on a computer. There's paper trails everywhere. Big Brother's watching.
Yeah. So you say go for it.
Follow the guy around with a pair of binoculars.
Yeah, right. It's not like Magnum's rolling up in his Ferrari here.
Right.
Sorry about that, Elvis.
Those are the ones looking for the cheating husbands.
Yeah, yeah, like right. Sherlock Holmes is coming to the front door with a pipe and a hat.
Not anytime soon. No. Thank you, Paul. Yeah, you do a computer, a cyber dive.
A cyber dive.
Take a cyber dive.
Love
into that
it.
Guy. Yeah, I think that's what's needed.
See, I told you.
I don't know how expensive it is, but everyone's kind of, let's butt in here, Amy. You're not wrong. 888-410-1057. What do you say? 1057 WROR. 80s and more. Morning Courts in session. And it's a good one today because when Amy called, she's concerned her mom is back on the dating scene 2 years after her father died, Amy's father. So mom has met a guy within 3 days. He's coming on way too strong. Either he's smitten, like, you know, he just can't help himself, or there's something going on. Either way, Amy's got that uneasy feeling about the guy. Should she butt in or out, mind her own business? She doesn't want to ruin anything for her mom, a potential thing, if he's a good guy, by asking too many questions.
Right, exactly.
Mona, what advice do you have for Amy today?
I say, Amy, you need to get in touch with mom's lawyer. If dad set her up and left her with property and money, you need to call her lawyer and protect her assets so that it can't be all drained out. My mother was alone for many years, and we made sure that there was someone there that they had to go through to get any money or for her property or whatever. My oldest brother did it. And it was well worth it.
Okay. You know what we haven't heard yet?
Go talk to a lawyer.
Got it,
okay,
Mona.
Thanks.
You know what we haven't heard yet is just leave her alone. Go for it. You know?
Because you know why?
She's having fun. And
we know. You know, we women know.
Boy, people in Boston, we are suspicious, right?
We're right.
Yeah. But wait. Okay. Lisa, what do you say?
I would say, okay, tell the mother you're very concerned, but I would also prenup. That's it.
Well, if it got that serious. If it gets that serious.
If it got that serious, then prenup.
Well, a lot of times, we just heard from somebody who said they get wiped out even before they got to a prenup. So, you know, it doesn't always get that far before they move on. You know what I'm saying?
Just tell mom she's concerned. That's all.
Okay.
What your concerns are. And then if it gets too, okay, I want to get married, then I would really get a prenup.
If he mentions
yeah, for sure.
Yeah. If he just needs a little loan, you know, no. Then let
oh,
me know.
Yeah.
It always starts with that because I got to move. Right, I got to move some money around. It's coming in next week.
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
They say that. Oh yeah. Ugh. Thank you, Lisa. No, that's
move
it. Oh
some
yeah.
Money
yeah.
Around.
Listen. Right. You got to move some money around.
I
but
imagine somebody saying that to me. Like, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
What's moving? You out of this room.
All right, fine. Debbie, any advice today?
I just have to reiterate what other people said about having him checked out. My sister was involved with a guy who the whole relationship, which lasted about 10 years, he lied about everything.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't want to hear it. She didn't want to hear any
no,
of it.
No one hear it. You don't know what you're talking about. Yep.
Right. And she would get mad, but he ended up getting killed a couple of years ago in a motorcycle accident.
Jeez.
And she now has said she can't believe how gullible she was.
See, that's it. It's always after. Well, sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Hope your sister's okay. All good?
Yeah, well, like I said, she needs to have him checked out. You can't say that enough.
Yeah. Listen, I always say you can either listen and learn or live and learn, you know? Listen.
Really?
Okay?
Listen and learn or live and learn?
Yeah,
look
right?
at you. Your mobisms.
Right? Well, no, that's a good one, don't you think?
Look at you. I'm going to get a little cross-stitch kit for you, and we can put them all on pillows.
Hey, if you see Darius, wish him happy 55th birthday. Here he is here, Darius Rush.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Okay, Amy called us earlier for Morning Court. And here's just a recap of Amy's dilemma today.
She's gone on 3 dates with this guy who she really likes. And the thing is, he's coming on.
Thank you. Her mother is who she's talking about. I should have said that. Roll tape.
Strong. Well, a little background. My mom is pretty wealthy. Travels a lot and has timeshares and all of this stuff. They met on Match. He lives in Hilton Head, and she has a timeshare there. So she met him, and they went on some dates. And my friends and I were down there during the week. We met him, too. And so the first thing that was a red flag was he bought us all nice gifts. And there were 5 of us the first time we met. And he also bought dinner.
Okay, coming on strong. He also, what she mentioned in her email was that the guy threw out this I love you kind of a thing. Now, maybe mom had done something endearing or whatever, but she heard it.
Mm-hmm.
I love you. And 3 dates?
Yeah.
Was he just throwing it out there like, you know, I love you, you crazy kids.
You crazy,
you know?
Yeah. Like
right?
Yeah.
Or was there something deeper? So anyway, people are concerned. Amy's concerned. She's not sure if she should butt in, butt out, let things take its natural course. Or should she, as you said, take a little cyber dive?
Right.
Right? And see more about this guy's background.
I love you, Bob.
Isn't that great? See, now that's like just a nice, right?
Right.
That's it. No reason for concern, Dave. Just a nice.
Nope.
Stop. Would you like a phone call? Me too. Rick, what do you say?
Good morning, guys. I would say absolutely trust your gut on this one. I mean, if there's nothing wrong, that's awesome. But unfortunately, if you're getting that little feeling, most of the time, in my case, there's something wrong.
I think because he's coming on strong.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
That's
absolutely.
The thing. Yep. He might just be, head over heels.
Maybe. A great guy.
Yeah, we don't know, but we need to find out, right?
Absolutely. Okay. Unfortunately, that little voice is usually right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I always listen to my little voice. Absolutely.
Really?
Oh, it's
maybe
like,
do
you want to get a sandwich?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Brian. Got to eat. Okay. Chris, what do you say to Amy today?
Good morning. I want to tell Amy that it's absolutely correct. I had the same situation. However, I do want to tell her she needs to watch out because of my situation. I lost my relationship with my mother and haven't had it in 20 years.
Why?
He totally took advantage of the situation and brainwashed my mom to think I was the crazy person and ended our relationship.
Wow. No, these guys are good.
He was very good. He was telling her that he owned property on Prince Edward Island, that he only lived the lavish life, and he ended up being a loser wearing holes in his T-shirt. I mean, he was just a scumbag.
Yeah.
No.
All right, that's good advice. You know,
go with her gut.
Go with the gut. Okay, thanks, Chris. Yes. We appreciate it. Hope you and your mom are solid again.
Probably not, but thank you.
Okay, well, good luck with that. Thank you. Allie, what do you have to say to Amy today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I work in the financial industry, but my first question is, how old is this gentleman that the mom is seeing? Are they
Her age, 70s.
Her age? Then more than likely she has nothing to worry about. They're just alone and looking for someone. But there are other things that she can do to help safeguard her mom.
Okay.
They can go to the bank and be added onto the bank account so she can also monitor and make sure that there aren't large withdrawals coming out or anything like that.
Yeah.
Or talk to a financial planner and help secure her assets so that nobody can get to them in case, you know?
Yeah. So Allie works in the banking, financial industry.
Right.
Saying just protect her assets.
Yep, it's true.
Going in.
Absolutely.
Because that's the scam is they're always like, well, look, I got some money coming in Thursday, and you know, so I just need to front it, and then I'll give you, interest back. And
or even if it's not.
It happens all the time.
And even if it's not a scam, but like sometimes they get married, and then she'll leave all the money to the new husband, and then he'll get it, and his kids will get it, and her kids will be left out.
Nightmare.
It's a nightmare,
worst.
So.
Really is.
No. Well, thank you for calling.
The best thing you could do is go with your mom and help secure those assets.
Yeah, so you're not, you know, you get, well, I don't know, is it power of attorney or what would you have?
You lock it up. You lock it up.
Power of attorney is good, especially while she's living, but the minute mom does pass, it ceases to exist, but that is absolutely a safeguard because if maybe she's a little questionable in her mind. Maybe she's got signs of dementia or Alzheimer's, anything like that. That is good because you can help manage her money so that you know it's not going anywhere it's not supposed
That's
to.
That's it. Right. Good call. Well, thank you very much for calling, Allie. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Good to have a professional call, you know, with some advice. I like it. We're trying to avoid a Dateline episode here, so. Okay.
Well, thank you for putting on a great show every day. You guys are awesome. LB, you kill me every day.
Oh, thank you so much.
She kills me every day, too. Yeah, pretty much every day.
Death by 1,000 cuts.
Yes. Am I right or am I right? Huh? I'm right.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Wasn't that sweet?
Yeah.
Good old Allie. You kill me. Okay. Amy has to ask her inner self, because she mentioned it in her call. What would Keith do?
Well, well, well. Sounds like someone's getting his honker bent out of shape.
Exactly.
Trust
you don't want to
no
be
one.
Talking to Keith Morrison down the road about this Sharpie that came in and took all mom's money.
Really? Unbelievable.
Right?
Yeah. You know, I'm mad at this guy and he's done nothing wrong.
Right? He brought gifts. He brought dinner.
It's what like, a jerk.
You know what?
That's funny.
I know.
He should be in jail.
Could you imagine if he's a good guy
after
all this?
Not after this conversation.
Right?
It's completely couldn't be possible.
Jeez. Yeah, why?
What was the
I don't know, Keith. I don't know. Anyway, so good luck, Amy. Pretty much the consensus is do a little dive. That's all. Wade into it and just see what he's really all about. Okay, there you go.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.